We are up to Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tana Bami learned, Doid HaMabel Ein Lehem Chelik Leilam Haba. The Doid HaMabel, they have no Chelik in Leilam Haba. Yashanemar, it says, Yimachas Kol HaYukum, the Eibishter will wipe away. All those who are existing up in Adama. So it's like, V'ayika, Vayimachas Kol HaYukum is Boilam Haza. And then it says, Vayimachu Mina Oretz is Le'elam Haba. The end of the passage says, Vayimachu, and he wiped him down. It's repeated, Le'elam Haba, Yerukiva. They have no chelik in Le'elam Haba. Rabbi Yudim says, Lo'ichayin V'lo'in Yedoinin. They have no chelik in Le'elam Haba, but nor will they be judged after Chisavaisim and get punished again. Shenema, because that's the passage, Lo'yodin Ruchi Ba'odim Le'elam, I will not judge the spirit forever. Lo'idin, I won't judge them, V'lo'i Ruach, nor will they join the spirit of the others. It won't be Chisavaisim, nor will they get punished. It says in the Mishnah, "Dover acha lo yodin ruchi, I won't judge the spirit. Shleit hei nishmasan chayzedes lenadona. The neshama won't go back to its sheath. The neshama will not go back to the goof. No, but it won't be chayas amesim." Rabbi Menachem bar Yosef, Rabbi Menachem says, "I feel the b'shar kosh baruch hamachz in the neshama to go amesim. Even when the Eibishter returns the neshamas to all these physical bodies, chayas amesim nishmasan kosher lehem begehenna the neshama. Even though it gets back to chayas amesim, but the neshama is going to have a very hard time in gehenim. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, Taru, the conceived chashash." They conceived in something that was combustible. Teledu kash, they were born as straw, and ruchachem, their spirit, the neshama eishter chalchem will be consumed like fire. In other words, not only the neshama itself will be punished in Gehenim in a very, very bad way. That the neshama itself will be burnt. Talking about we learned, but they will come back to Chizim Esim. We learned Deir Hamabel, the Deir Hamabel, loin is goer. Why taka did they misbehave so much? Why did they misbehave? Because of all the good that the Eibishter gave them. They had it too good. Maxi Behem. What do we find by the Dora Mabel? How we describe their time? Bateim Shalom, Mepach. Their homes were peaceful. They weren't scared of Melo Shevet, Elakale, and they didn't have the stick of Hashem on them. They had nothing to be scared of. Uksiva says, Shoyda Iber, their Shoy gave pregnant Velayigal, didn't miscarry. To follow Parosai, the part of the bull, the cow will give birth. Veloy Tisaka won't be barren. Looks even it says. Notice their stock was very good. It says Yishalchu Chatzoyin Avilein. They would send out their kids to play like sheep outside. The Yaldei Merakedun and their children will go ahead and dance in the streets, and they don't have to worry that maybe somebody will molest them or hurt them. Uksiv it says Yisu they will carry Besoif Vechinor. They will carry with the cymbals and the harp. Yizchu LeKol Ugov, they will rejoice with the sound of a flute. Uksiv and it says Ivalu Batoiv Yemein will have a good time. Veshanoisim Banimim and the years will be nice and sweet. Uksiv and it says Uverega Sheol Yechotu. That in a second, Sheol Yechotu, the Gehenim with a little fear. Everything was going so well for them. He Gormer Sha'amru Lakel, and this is what caused them. Sur, they said to the Eibishter, Eibishter, we don't need you. Things are going so well. Why do we have to daven? What do you need anything for? They said to the Eibishter, Sur mi menu, come away from us. The Daz Rachecha Lo Chafasna, we don't need to know anything about you. Mashakai, what are you offering us, Kinavdena, that we should serve you? Manoil, what are you helping us, Kinivka, that we should pray to you? Amru, they said, Klum Tzrichin Anu Loi, we need the Eibishter. Everything's going so well for us. Life is idyllic. It's utopia. A little tipper, Shakshamim, yeah, what do we need the Eibishter for? Rain. Yeshlan, we have. Nahoris, Samayonis, rivers, and springs, what do we need rain for? Shalom, Mr. Abkimahan, we have plenty from that. Omer Kosh Baruch Hu, B'toivish, Hishpaiti Lehen, Bo Machis, and Oisi, the very good that I gave you, that's what causing you to despise me? Uvo Ani Don Oisam, so I'm going to punish you in those very things, Shanema. And it says, Apostle, V'ani, Hini Nemevi, is a marble, I will bring the marble, my in water, I'll bring a marble water, and what does that mean? And therefore, because of what? Because you guys turned away from me after I gave you everything so well. Maybe says that a marble lane is gao. Why did they pride themselves of Bashvil? Only because of Galgul Ayim, because their eyes, which they saw everything, all the good they were getting, and they felt haughty and filled with yubri. Shadayma lamaim, and every eye is wet and moist like water. Shnema, it says, they took women from whatever they wanted. Everything was so good. The punishment was they saw everything with their eye. They had big eyes. They wanted everything. They coveted everything. That's why they were judged with water, which is similar to the galgal ayin, to your eye. Shenema, it says, Nivku komayonas tohem rabba. They split open all the springs of the tohem rabba from underground wells. Varubais hashemayim niftachu, and the windows from heaven open up. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Deid hamabel berabba kilkulu. They did the avedas that they did in a grand way. Uberabba nedainu, so the punishment in a grand way. Berabba kilkulu. Where do you find a reference to that in the pasuk? Shem it says, Yad Hashem ki rabba ros adam. The Eibush saw the rabba ros adam, that it was really really bad. So in a grand way. Uberabba nedainu. The punishment was, it says, Kol mayonis tohem rabba. The big undersprings. Oh, the water well. Three of the waters of the Mabul remained behind. Belua de Goda, the water around Goda, Vichame Tveya, the hot springs of Tveya, and the Einor Rapsi, the Beidam, and the springs, the many springs of a place called Beidam. Kihish is called Bosa Dakalot. Now that we're talking about the Mabul, tell us what happened. That all the people there, they were corrupt. Amar Rabbi Yechon and Melamed, Shehir Biu Behema Al Chaya, that they made it. A behema with a domestic animal, with a non-domestic animal, chaya behema, and the hakel al adam, and the person also got involved, the adam al hakel, and they all went on top of the person on top of them. So they all, there was bestiality, there was ubiquitous. Amar Abba, Bar Kahana, Bekulam Chazru, and all of those animals came back and became normal animals again. In other words, they made it all these animals. They what do you call it? They bred the different species together, and they created new animals. But then, after the Mabul, they all died. There's only one species that remained, and that species is called Tushlimi, whatever that is. That's just some kind of a bird. That this is the only bird. All animals, they stick to their own animals. All birds stick to their own. But this particular bird mates with any other bird. It doesn't stick to its own. I can't take it anymore. What drove the Eibush to the worst was the Chamas stealing. Doina Mabul of Rulakel. Doina Mabul committed every sin, including Avodah Zarah, including Gil Aroy. It said the Eibush didn't punish him for that. Till he began to steal. And it says, and it says in the pasuk, "Chomos kom lemata," that the chomos down here is Rasha loy mehem, that the Rasha not from them loy mehamainim, and not from their congregation loy mehemem, not from their assets loy norbehem, and didn't rest with them. So what bothered the Eibush? There's no benefit from them, is from what they stole. Why is that worse than a gila roy and a roy dezora? So one pshat is because it doesn't say gzeres as chomos. Chamas, we learned in Gemara, is they actually pay the money just to force you to sell it to them. A person, and the people who do that will never do tshuva. They think there's nothing wrong. I paid you for it. Who cares? You don't want to sell it. You're reluctant to sell it, right? I paid you. So every other Veda is one day that maybe they'll do tshuva. And that's why they were so bad. Sorry? Yeah, but they did many Avedas. We don't know what else. It might have done murder also, but it seems that there's many Avedis. But even Ben Alamakum, why did Avedis, the three Avedis that the Avedis says you have to die for, Avedis Zora and Gil Arayis. What happened in Dara Flog? All they had was Avedis Zora, and they lost the Chedek in Elam Haba. But anyway, you're right. So that's what Hashi says, because in Chumash. Amar Abelazah, but the Tayyid clearly says Chumash, never use the word Gzela. So there must be a reason for it. He stood like a stick. That you can't take it anymore because of the Gnevis. We are up to Kufches Amir Aleph, about 15 lines, 18 lines from the bottom. Yeah. The af al noyach nechtem gzadin. The positive like noyach behem, that means even noyach didn't deserve to survive. Even noyach also is included. Tana Rebbe Shmuel, af al noyach nechtem gzadin. In the beginning of the line is Tana Rebbe Shmuel. Tanud v'Rabbi Shmuel, we're talking about Dora Mabel, why they deserve to be punished. That even Noach nechter gzadin, even Noach also deserved to be punished in the Mabel. They should found favor. This would only work according to the one that says that Noach wasn't an absolute tzaddik. Now it says, "Nichamti, I changed my mind. Kiasisim that I made them. The Noach motzechem bein Hashem. The last passing verse says that Eib Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem." Regretted that he created a person, mankind. But others, we but others. There's two ways of them shot. He also came from it. So he said, "Oh my God, Baruch Hu, Yafa, Sisi, should have them keep it." But it's a good thing I allowed the ground to take them in, and they should bury them because I don't need them above the ground anymore. My mashma ksiv hachas of Enochem Hashem, he regretted ksiv hachas of Enochem Oysa v'dabra libam. And it says elsewhere that the Eibishter changed his mind and he spoke to them. Anyway, to me that he regretted, and Allah Oris means that thank God that there's plenty of cemeteries. I'm not happy that I allowed them to be buried under the ground. Nobody can see them. He regretted the bad. He said it will do to his people. He was a tzaddik. So the way we just said right now that Noach nechtim gzadin of all of us well means that he wasn't such a big tzaddik. In fact, it's a machlekes. Only in his doyrus. This is what Rashi says. Yes, doyrus l'gnai. However, the Shlaki says b'doyrusav kosh k'doyr lechedim. In his generation, imagine another generation. This is the first time Rashi and Noach that he was a tzaddik. Rabbi Yechon says compared to everybody else, he was a tzaddik, but he wasn't much of a tzaddik. Is doymi compared the chavish shayayim? If you have a barrel of wine, shahoyse menachas b'martu chaymitz, in a whole cellar full of vinegar. Vinegar is a terrible stench, sharp stench. So the wine, you can actually sense the wine because it's the only sweet smell in that room. If it wouldn't have been for the vinegar all around it, you wouldn't smell the wine at all. There's no scent for the wine. So that's Noach. Noach was only good compared to everybody else. You have there a little bottle of Pleiten, some very expensive perfume. That was there among the dirt. Over here with all the excrement and the dunk, which stinks badly. Yet the perfume managed to cover some of it. Surely there was none of that junk over there. He only had perfume. How beautiful it would have been! And so he was real tzaddik. He erased all the living creatures on the world. A guy prepared a wedding for his son, and he prepared an entire wedding. Before the chuppah happened, the son died. He decided to give away all the entire chuppah. Why should the guest suffer? If the chasna isn't there, the guest should suffer. Continue with the chasna. The whole chasna was only because of my son. The same thing in the world. Why did I create everything else in the world to serve mankind? Mankind is going to disappear. What do you need animals for? Everything in dry land died. That means that fish did not die. According to Gemara Tzvachim, we'll have a machlekes, but that says here the fish did not die. Dadash Rabbi Yisi, Dash and the Mikisi Maidachsiv, it says in Pasik, Kal hu apremaim, it's light on the water to koil el chakasabaris, be cursed, the chalik in the land. Melamed, you know, Chatzadik Mechiribim, Noach Chatzadik was reprimanding the Eden, Vaimelem, Asu Chuva, you better do Chuva, Vimlav, if not, of course, Borchu, Mavelich and Mabel, he'll give you a Mabel. Umakvin Yvaloschem Alamayim, and your Nevelis, your carcasses will float on the water. It's Kalhu up in Emayim, it'll float on the water. Kizikin, like these barrels. Shenema, Kalhu up in Emayim, it's light. Your carcasses will float in the water. They'll use you as an example to curse every person in the world. Shenema, it says, Tekoy Lechalkosim, about is that you'll be cursed in the world. Layifin Adel Kramim, and they won't go through the vineyard. Melamachayim, Ifanin Adel Kramim. If they come teach you that they used to go through, they used to go through and through good way, the ways of the vineyard, they won't go through there anymore. Amalayu mimakif, and who is going to stop the Eibishter? Amalam predach yeshli lahitzi mekem. So why? So they said to the Noach, if it's true, why is the Eibishter delaying it? Let us kill us. We're above mices. So he said, no, pray the achas yeshil b'chem. I have one young little bird amongst you. That's Moshe Salach, what Rashi tells the Chumash. Delayed in time, Abba, by 7 days. lahoitzim mechamah. I still got to let them die a natural death before I bring the mabul. We're not going to turn away from our normal way to the vineyard, which is only an allegory, which means we're not going to change our ways. We don't believe you. We are going to continue our terrible ways. And that's why Noach was never successful, because his way of talking to people was by reprimanding them, chastising them, not like Abraham, who built them up and it was positive and constructive. Says the posse that Lapi, the fire booze, was embarrassing. La Ashtas Shannon, they were sitting on the seats and thinking all kinds of terror, scheming all kinds of things. Preparing themselves for the Yom Tovim. What does that mean? Melamed. All of these psukim are actually coming from Eiv, and we're using these psukim to describe the times of the Mabul. Melamed. Noach had tzadik. Moichiach oisim. Noach reprimanded them. Amalem. He said to them, Dvorim shem koshim kalapidim. He didn't talk to them in a positive way. Fire and brimstone. He spoke to them. V'haya mevazim oisai. So they were embarrassing him. Amru loy. They said to him, Teva Zokin, they said Zokin, Teva Zulamoni, what did he do this ship for? Omala Makosh Boch, and of course the Rashi Chumash, it was 120 years. Omala Makosh Boch, they just said to them, maybe Aleichem is a Mabul, I'm bringing upon you the Mabul, Omru, Mabul Shema. What kind of Mabul you bring on us? E Mabul Shalej, whatever you're going to threaten us with, we can protect ourselves. If you're going to downpour on us fire, Yeshlonu, Dovet Echad, we have a substance that can protest us. V'alisa shema, it's a material called alisa, whatever that is, that we can use it. It's not combustible, and that will protect us from the fire. You're going to rain down from heaven. V'im shamayim hu, if you're going to bring water, maybe im in the order. So if the water's coming from the ground, like the rivers will rise and the water will rise, or tsunami, maybe eshlanasha shabazel. We have these metal kelim shalom mechafim emes arach, we will cover the ground. That's if the water won't come out. Maybe it'll be a flood. Yes, we have something else, which the Ekev Shema is called an Ekev. Amrilo Ikish was called an Ikish, and it'll protect us. It'll protect us. So then we're not worried about you. Amalehem. Again, they were so overconfident and cocky because they had life. Life was too good for them. And that's how the whole Gemara started, because life was so good for them and the generation that they turned away from the Eibishter. Amalem, he said to them, who maybe Noach said to these people, you don't want to do tshuva, you know what they should do? He'll bring mibein ikved aglechem. He will bring the flood between your legs. That was your very shichva zera. How much shichva zera you poured out, that's what he's going to use to destroy the world. Because we'll see the mabul was actually hot water. And if he or Rashi gives a second shot, he, from your very foot, he will make it rain. The Eibishter can do anything. So you can't, there's nothing you can do to stop him. Shenema, it says, Noch in the Moed Eregel, that he'll prepare for the water, or the Moed Eregel, things will come out of your foot, which is the water. Tanya Nebi Mei Mabul, the water, Mei Mei Mabul, the waters of the Mabul, Koshim Keshich Vezera, had the debilitating effect, like Shich Vezera. Shenema, it says, Noch in the Moed Eregel. In other words, it was boiling hot, and it was very thick. That's why all the carbon dating today means nothing when they say how old the world is. They try to extrapolate, because they're using today's measures and today's standards. Exactly. Yes. But if they would have used a system where they had the water, the world was under boiling hot water that was thick. It wasn't even water. It was boiling hot, thick water. And they had the right composition, they'll see everything is different. So the world aged very quickly. Amar Rav Chizah says, "Beroyschin kilkulo." The main sin was beroyschin. Was shichva zera ba'aveda and aveda. Beroyschin adoyin. That's what punishes. This is here how odd this is. Before we said it's all because of gzeila, and now we're saying, once we decided to punish them or wipe them out because they stole from each other, now what the method of the punishment we're going to use other avedas, which is the aroyis that they had then. Uberoyschin adoyinu. Boiling hot water, they would punish judgment. Ksiv says, how do we know? It says over here, by Yeshayku Amayim, the water settled. Ksiv Hosam, the Hamas Hamelish Achocha, the Achashvedish's anger sort of calmed down, and the water calmed down from its heat. When a person is angry, he's like, you know, hot headed, and it's boiling. So same thing, the water. Ahilish Shiva said, Yamim, 7 days, the Mabul Eilodes, and the Mabul was on the ground. Ma Tiv Mashal Shiva, what do you mean these 7 days? Why they should delay by 7 days? Amarav, this is Rashi's Chumash. Elu Yemei Avelus Shemisur Shalach. After the Mashiach passed away, they waited 7 days for Shiva. The Lamdach Shehespedon Shel Tzadikim. Not only with the life of a tzaddik, even after he passes away, the eulogy and the mourning of a tzaddik, Ma'akfinas Aperonis Lover delays punishment that the people deserve to get. It delays it by a certain amount of time, 7 days. No, the world cycle. The cycle of 7 days of creation. What do you mean, the 7 day, a group of 7 days? Reversed the entire order of creation. Normally, creation, since creation till today, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. But that year, after the Mabul, the first day after the Mabul, the sun rose in the west and set in the east. Why did you have that happen? So before I explain, what it means is, as soon as the Mabul started, everything stopped. All the constellations, everything stopped. It was the middle of the day. The sun already has risen from east to west. Now the sun has to now revolve and go back to the east. It stopped. So when the Mabul ended and everything, it just resumed. It started again from the beginning. So the only the orbit that it did that day was to go back to the east. So it went from west back to east and around the world. So that's what the day after the Mabul finished, after the year, when the Mazolas came back, when the Yonah came back. Shekovel of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's man Godel. What do you understand? The whole time of the rain for 180 days, there was no sun, moon, nothing. Everything stopped. No, 180 days. While the recovery. Until the bird came back, the dove came back and said everything is back to normal. That was many days later.
The doves were sent out once.
We're going to learn about it in a minute. So that's when the mazolas went back to normal. But the mazolas did not go back straight away. It went back later. Whenever the day, whichever day the mazolas came back, that's when it just resumed where it's left off. What do you call it? Another pshat is first I cover the man God with my cotton. First day she gave he said, I'll give you 120 years. They gave him 120 years to do tshuva. If that didn't work, he gave them a much smaller time of 7 days. That's what it means, 7 days. Give him another 7 days. Before he killed them, he gave them a taste of Olam Haba, so they should know, realize what kind of punishment they're getting. What the punishment is. The greatest punishment is when you show them what you could have had if he had reformed, and this is now being denied to you. Then Noach went. From every kosher animal, takes 7 7. Each we each to a male and a female. Freddy Gemara, each is lebehema mi islay. You have what? There's only one male for one female. By animals, you can have one male for 10 females. Amar Shmuel Chmeini, Amar Rabbi Yenson, Ma'osam Shloim Nevdim Aveda. He means find animals that, remember, they did bestiality, was very commonplace. Find animals that there was no bestiality committed against them, and you'll find there's only, individuals. Or that, one animal to another animal as well, which is forbidden, it's crime. So there's only one of one. By name in Tehida, there's only one male and female, you'll find out that's all there is. Of a Tehida. Yeah, so you'll find that. You will find a total of 7 7, whatever it is, of males and females, because that's how few there were around the world, that either was bestiality or crime, or they mixed bred them. But how would Noach know? How would Noach know which animals committed yet? Omar of Chizah, Shehavim, the Tevi, brought them for the Ark, Kol Shateva, Kol Tasev, the Ark invited them in, we know Aveda wasn't committed with them. And the Chol She'ena Teva Kotasa, anyone that the Ark did not accept in Bidu, I shouldn't have the Aveda, that means the committed sin, yeah. Even though we said before, it's not the animal's fault, but so be it. We did learn some other Gemara that animals do get judged. They do have a little bit of Chira. I can't remember if I think it's Shabbos. Abavu HaMavud says, Ma'oysan Haboyin Ma'alayan. Not that the ark itself had to welcome in. The animals themselves knew. The animals came on their own. And any animal came on its own, you know that that's meant to be. I say the Chotevis. I want you to make yourself an ark. I'd say Geifer from these sticks of Geifer. My goifer, what is that? I'm about to say, Zoo, Mavliga, it's a kind of a stick called Mavliga. But I'm the other say, it's Gumish, another kind of stick, another species of stick. Tsoya Tas, they make some of a Tsoya, they have some light, what exactly to do. I'm going to be covered by one time, I go, you put in all these brilliant stones, it's shine to you like daytime. It's a little bit hard to understand. Stones only reflect light. If you have no light, what's it reflecting? So you had to have. So what it means is there was a window done, but not a window that you can see outside, but a window maybe somewhere going up to the ceiling, like skylight. So all you saw was up there. So therefore, the light that you'll have all around the ship is from these diamonds, the precious stones. Here he doesn't bring the opinion that it was a window. The other opinion was that it was a window. And the machlekes is whether Noach had a right to see the, everyone else drowning and dying. If Noach was a real tzaddik, then he had a right to see. So then it was a window. If Noach was not a real tzaddik, if Noach and Rabbi, the Gemara here learns that Noach wasn't, because Rabbi Yechon also brought the Gemara before, Rabbi Yechon, that Noach himself had to be judged, so he wasn't a real tzaddik, then he had no right to observe everyone else dying, be happy that you were fortunate that you were saved. Therefore, he had no window, because I want to tell you my goals. That the ship should narrow to an amma, the only way the ship can last in the water. We had it when I was in Hong Kong many years ago. We had an engineer who got up, an American engineer who was explaining how they were studying in university, how the dimensions of the teva in the teva is so accurate even in today's shipbuilding proportions. They had to alama techalena because that's how the ship could be balanced. Tachtiim, three stories. Tasa, Tana. What have the three stories? Tachtiim lezevel. The very bottom story is for all the junk. Emtzayim lebehema. The middle floor is for the behema. And elyanim leadam. Imagine they stack all the behemas in one floor, and the top floor is for Adam, for Noach and his family. He sent out the raven. He sent the raven. I'm just lucky. The oidav had a tainer to Noach. You master the Eibishter hates me. You hate me. Remember, he's a very jealous bird. Why is he accused the Eibishter of hating him? What do you mean? From the kosher animals and birds, it took seven, and from the tribe, it only took two. In my species, only me and a female. Number one. But Atasan, you hate me. Sha'atam maniach mamin shiva. You don't send out one of the kosher animals who have seven. So if they die out there, there's still six left. You're taking here from the two of my species. And if I don't come back, my wife will never have any children. My species is over.
Extinct.
Shiva v'sholeach mamin shnaim. Im poigea bi sar chama isar tzon. If one of these ministers over there, the sun or the cold, this ice to kill me off. When you find that one, my species will end. Worse, maybe you want to have relations with my wife. Amalei Russia, Noach said, you Russia, the mutili nesli, my own wife, which I'm allowed to live with during the marble. I was forbidden. The bird. A man is not allowed to have a relation with a bird, if that's a mishaych. Like Koshkein. Surely, I'm not going to. What are you suspecting me of? Manol Nesu, how you know that Taka Manol have Tashmish? It says, well, boss, I'll tell you, you're on a boat. Ata you, Vincha, Vishdecha, your sons and your wife. His wife is when a Sheva Necha, Itach with you. Ksiv. So it says everyone separately. And it says him and his sons, then it says his wife and his wife and the children's wives. Then it says Tamina Teva. Here it changes the order. Atavishtacha Uvanechun Shemanacha Itach. So now it's different. When you go out of the ship, you start having Tashmish again. We said Shinetashimita, while they're on the ship, they're allowed to. Talamami learned Shloisha Shimsha Bateva. There were three animals that defied Noach's instructions and they made it. The Kulam Loku and the old Taka were punished. Kelev, the dog. The oidev and the raven and the chum. And chum, Noach's youngest son. Kelev Niksha. Kelev was punished. That I'm not sure what the punishment was there. What did it say the Niksha is? What do you mean tied up? What do you mean tied up, yeah?
Can't find.
Oh, because the master has to put him on a leash usually. That's right. Yes, Mashal says that, yeah. So, Nikshin is that usually has a master who holds him. Is that what he says there? What does he say? What does Nikshin tied up mean?
Unable to procreate themselves.
Okay. There's another
pshat there? First a leash.
Yeah, okay, a leash.
And then they have to expose themselves to create.
Yeah, so they have a leash. Okay, right. So after the story, the Oide Vayishalach says, "Yainim Mitzi said the dove lead." I said, "Kelim, I'm in the water." Subside. Sorry, I missed a few words. So the Kelim is Nikshir, and Oide is Reik. That his way of passing a semen to his fellow raven is through the saliva of his mouth, not the normal way. And Chom Lakabod, he had one son who became black. They once became black. Kush. That was a punishment. The Negroes. And he sent out the dove Me'ita from him, Lidais, to see Hakela Mayim, did water subside. From here we see that it says him Me'ita as if he's together with Noach. So we see that what? The animals were together with the Tzadikim. And so they recognize the Milo Tzadikim. The famous Gemara now, the Gemara says here, he brought back the leaf of a an olive, a leizayis, told him he was stuck in his mouth. He said the following, why did he bring back dafka from an olive tree? I'd rather have that my panosa should be merudim kizayis, should be bitter like an olive. But you are my balabas. Rather than being sweet like honey, I am subservient to a human who is going to eat me on parnasa, and therefore I don't have any freedom. So he says here, I'd rather have a hard parnasa, but you're in charge of my life rather than having another person in charge of me. My mashma, how do you see that? I taught of lishon mizaynu hainu means panos achsiv. Had to feed lechem chuka, you feed out the bread, just a portion of bread. The mishpachay sem yotateva. They went out the mishpachay sem, every family on their own. Amar Rabbi Yechon, the mishpachay sam v'lehem. Everybody wonders what this word does that mean. The mishpachay sam v'lehem, and there's so many different shatim here. To their families v'lehem. Some say that the animals on the boat didn't make it to 12 months, but their descendants came out. For example, of worms, animals that don't naturally live 12 months, they died, but they had offspring. But the question is, how did they have offspring? We just said before, you know, they have tashmish. Unless these like asexual animals, not the ones that have, not sexual animals. others say, that means they didn't go out individually, they went out family-wise, because they stuck to their own families, they didn't mix with others. He said to Shem, tell me, why is it called Shem Rav? Is because he was the oldest son of Noach, which is hard to understand because he wasn't the oldest. Yefes was the oldest son. Shem was the most chashuv son. So the Bach says, actually he says Tzorachin. He says, Tzorachin. He's exactly what he's asking. Shem was not the oldest. Maybe he means by Godel here that the Rashi means not the oldest, but the oldest in stature. Tell me, during the story of the Mabel, where were you? Eliezer was having a discussion with Shem. Hey, Chanavitim, where were you? How were you guys able to prepare for so many animals and everything else? Difficult. Those animals that normally feed during the day, we had to feed a day. And the first you already asked, how did they know when was day, when was night, when the sun and the moon, nothing worked? Hi, Zikisa. There's one particular animal, didn't know what food it has to eat. Its diet. One day, Yosef was sitting in the kapali room. My father was eating a pomegranate. Where did they store all this food? And they had to store it for 12 months. Nofal toliosim, and a worm fell out. Ochla, and that animal ate it straight away. The zekisa ate it. From then on in, my father had to work out to get him a worm. Kimitla ochla. Whenever he had a food that got rotted, and he gave him the worm to eat. So it was very hard. We had to find a diet for every person. Aryeh became very sick, and the fever was his food. So therefore, the animal, because of a lion, was sick the whole time. It never was interested in finding prey on the ship. Somebody is sick for 6 days, you don't have to eat, and usually not more than 12 days. The sickness itself will actually feed him. Ushina, another bird called Ushina, it's a bird that lasts for a very long time. Ashkachna Abba, he found in the Gani, he was hiding somewhere in a room in a hidden corner of the ship. Amle, why you don't eat food? Amle, Chazisa, David, so the bird said, Chazisa, I saw David Trida. I saw you working so hard. I mean, I said, Loitzada, why should I cause you, Noyak, the big tzaddik, to feed me? Amle, Yehei Rava, the Loitambos. My father said, I give you a bracha, you'll never die. And this bird never dies. The bird is called Chol, I don't know what the bird is called in English. Shenemar, it says, but the bird kachoil arbi yamim will live for a very long time. Shame said to Eliezer, kiyosa leichem alchemizim ma'idev v'at and hechi avidetu. So what do you? Shame said to Eliezer. Now, when you get all these kings visiting you from the east and the west, what do you guys do? Amalei Isaac, because Baruch Avram, he brings Avram. But you know, when you had the fight with the four kings and five kings, what do you guys do? How did you win that war? You're two people. So he said, I'll tell you what happened. Isaac, because Avram, the Amish Baruch Avram, he put him on the right side. Babi Shadin Afron, there was a lot of sand there. He gave Avram sand. Babi Charbi Gili, Babi Gidi. When Avram used to throw the sand in the air, they all turned into spears, and that's how he was able to overcome the enemies. It says, "Me and David, Numa Hashem, Adoni Shev Lemini." Says, "Right side, Ad Osh Zevecha, Adoni Melecha, I'll make you the enemies, like the sand on the bottom of your feet, because the sand turned into spears." Ksiva says, "Miheyim and Mizuch." Says, "Who will arouse from the east? Tzedek Yikru Leragla. He'll give justice to his feet. Yitin the fun of Goy. He'll give place before you all these nations. Umalochim and his kings. Yeid Yitin Kaofer Charbe Kekash Nidav Kashte. That he will give like sand your sword, and like straw you will push them away." So in other words, that's what happened. Now the Gemara tells a fascinating story, but we have another 2 minutes, let's learn. Nochem, so now that you have the sand that turned to spears. Nochem is gamzu, havi rogel, he was custom to hold the havi salkule. He had a common, this is his famous mantra. Oh, but gamzu, no matter what happened to him, good or bad, he would always say, gamzu l'tayve, this is for the best. One day, boy, Yisrael is duty doid on the case, and he didn't want to send a gift to the king to appease him. Amri said, "Who could we trust more? Man, Neshadeh, who should we send? Neshadeh, Bahadi Nochin Gamzu. He's a very trustworthy person. We'll send him all the jewels and diamonds. The Melumi Benisimu. Plus, he's a miracle man. Kimota Hudiyoti. He stayed in this place. Surprisingly, didn't send any guards with him. Actually, it's a long story. Yim is not here. He won't see the story as well. So we'll continue with Shem tomorrow. It's a long.